Buenas noches, esto es edición limitada de una folk. Hoy vamos a tener un programa especial, un programa de larga duración, ya que ayer se cumplieron los 50 años de la publicación de Blonde on Blonde, considerado uno de los mejores discos de la historia y también, obviamente, uno de los mejores trabajos de Bob Dylan. Era el séptimo disco de Dylan en aquella época y que, en cierta forma, cerraba una trilogía de trabajos impresionantes que había hecho en muy poco tiempo. Se había redefinido ya desde ese artista folk, había enchufado la guitarra en el festival de Newport, donde obviamente había ocasionado todo un alboroto al pasarse a la música eléctrica. Todo esto lo tomaba Dylan y lo convertía en una fuerza. Toda esta presión contra él, toda esta traición en cierta forma que veía el público folk tradicional, todo eso él lo convertía en una fuerza creativa que al final lo obligaba siempre a llevarse al límite. Este trabajo se empezó a grabar en Nueva York. Él sentía que no estaba fluyendo mucho. Se traslada a Nashville, donde arma un grupo con músicos locales y también algunos integrantes de lo que sería luego The Band y gente que había trabajado con Roy Orbison, con Elvis Presley. Es decir, un sonido bastante más clásico. Hay influencias, obviamente, de la música blues, del country, del rock, todo mezclado en esta juguera que fue Blonde on Blonde, uno de los primeros discos dobles de su época. Es un álbum que dura una hora y cuarto, algo completamente inusual para la época donde los trabajos con suerte duran 40 minutos. También el hecho de que una canción, Sad Eyes, Lady of the Lowlands, cerrara con todo un lado, es decir, todo un lado de los discos pertenecía solamente a una canción. Todas estas cosas convirtieron a Blonde on Blonde en un trabajo que en su momento sí tuvo el reconocimiento. Este fue, sí, un periodo tan fuerte para Dylan que luego, cuando tuvo este famoso accidente en la moto, que hoy en día se dice en realidad no fue tan grave como se supuso, él le permitió estar fuera del radar por 18 meses. Escuchemos entonces parte de Blonde on Blonde en este especial de larga duración que vamos a hacer de edición limitada de una folk. Vamos a partir con One of Us Must Know, Sooner or Later, y luego Rainy Day Woman, 12 and 35. Es Bob Dylan en edición limitada de una folk.
Treat you so bad. You shouldn't take it so personal. I didn't mean to make you so sad. You just happened to be there, that's all. When I saw you say goodbye to your friend and smile, I thought that it was well understood that you'd be coming back in a little while. I didn't know that you were saying goodbye for good. Oh, sooner or later, one of us must know that you just did what you're supposed to do. Must know that I really did try to get close to you. I couldn't see what you could show me. Your scarf, it kept your mouth well hidden. Couldn't see how you could know me, but you said you knew me, and I believed you did. When you whispered in my ear and asked me if I was leaving with you or her, I didn't realize just what I did hear. I didn't realize how young you were. Oh, sooner or later, one of us must know that you're just doing what you're supposed to do. Sooner or later, one of couldn't see. When it started snowing, your voice was all that I heard. I couldn't see where we were going, but you said you knew, and I took your word. That you were just kidding me, you weren't really from the farm. And I told you as you crawled out my eyes that I never really meant to do you any harm. But sooner or later, all of us must know that you are just did what you're supposed to do. Sooner or later, one of us must know that I really did try to get close to you.
Yeah.
going home. They'll stone you and then say they'll are brave. They'll stone you and you're sent down in your grave. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries. The silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn. But it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't matter. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
Escuchábamos recién I Want You, parte de este Blonde on Blonde, el clásico álbum de Dylan que ayer cumplió 50 años desde su lanzamiento en 1966. En una entrevista a la revista Playboy, Dylan decía que Blonde on Blonde era lo más cercano que he alcanzado al sonido que tengo en mi cabeza, con las bandas individuales presentes en Blonde on Blonde. Ese sonido delgado, ese sonido salvaje y mercurial, se podría decir que es metálico y dorado brillante. Es un proceso también de grabación que era bastante aleatorio. Componía una canción mientras estaban esperándolo los músicos, luego la tenía, dije, ya, vamos a empezarla así. Los músicos básicamente no sabían muy bien qué tenían que hacer, y el mismo Dylan los iba guiando, tú haces esto, todo otro. Y esa cosa, esa urgencia, se ve bien reflejada en lo que es Blonde on Blonde. Sigamos con Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again. Es Bob Dylan, en edición limitada de una folk.
Oh, the rag man draws circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they're funny. Can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked, but the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met, and he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted, and wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the teacher looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him. Then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the Rain Man gave me two cures. Then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine. The other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. When Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen clam. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. And here I sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Don't waste your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf. Hey, she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and said, what else you got left? Yeah, it was then that I got up to leave, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back, something they get. I stood there and hummed, I tapped on her drum, I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit, and she said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs. And gallantly I handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside, I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. After finding out I forgot my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against. Making rum, and when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words aren't clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red, then she fell on the floor. I covered her up and then thought I'd go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then, you never wasted time. And I never took much, I never asked for your crutch.
escuchábamos recién Four Time Around. Estamos presentando un especial de larga duración del álbum Blonde on Blonde a propósito de sus 50 años de publicación. Vamos a una pausa y ya regresamos con más Bob Dylan en edición limitada de Una Folk.